Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia reminds citizens to follow official Hajj rules. Indonesia's export continued to grow strongly. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. Indonesia urges citizens to follow official Hajj procedures. Andi Romdoni has the details.
The Indonesian government urged its citizens to follow the procedures set by the Saudi Arabian government for the Hajj pilgrimage. The Director for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, on Sunday asked Indonesians to have a valid visa that matched their Hajj needs.
Dalam kesempatan ini, kami juga kembali menghimbau kepada seluruh warga negara Indonesia yang ingin.
At this opportunity, we also remind all Indonesian citizens who want to perform Hajj to follow the procedures in Saudi Arabia. Please make sure to have a valid Hajj visa and register through the Nusuk application. We strongly urge everyone not to force themselves to travel by unofficial means.
Melalui cara-cara yang non-prosedural.
Earlier, an Indonesian citizen with the initials SM was found dead in the desert area of Jumum, Mecca, Saudi Arabia. SM was arrested during a raid by Saudi authorities, but chose to enter Mecca again through the desert. SM was found dead on May 27. Two others were found weak from dehydration. The Indonesian government, through its representatives in Saudi Arabia, is coordinating with local authorities to handle the autopsy and the body. Andi Romdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's exports continue to grow strongly, showing a 6.7% increase in the first 4 months of 2025. Andi Romdoni with the report.
Indonesia's exports grew by 6.7% to reach over $87 billion in the first 4 months of 2025, according to data released by the Central Statistics Agency on Monday. This marks a significant increase compared to the same period last year when exports totaled over $81 billion. Deputy of Distribution and Service Statistics at the agency, Puji Ismartini, said the growth was mainly driven by non-oil and gas exports, which make up the majority of Indonesia's shipment abroad.
Tiga besar negara tujuan ekspor pada Januari hingga April 2025.
The top three export destinations from January to April 2025 were China, the United States, and India. Export to these three countries made up approximately 40.99% of Indonesia's total non-oil and gas export during this period.
According to Puji, China remains Indonesia's largest export market, importing products such as iron, steel, mineral fuels, and nickel. The United States follows as the second biggest destination, buying electric machinery, footwear, and knitwear. India ranks third, with key imports including mineral fuels, animal and vegetable fats, and iron and steel products. Andi Romdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
All Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have now arrived safely in the Holy Land and are preparing for the next phase of their journey. Dora Pardede has the details.
The Secretary General of Indonesia's Ministry of Religious Affairs, Kamarudin Amin, confirmed that all Indonesian pilgrims are now in Makkah. In a press conference in Makkah on Sunday, he said around 203,000 pilgrims, divided into over 5,000 flight groups, have completed the arrival phase and are now entering a quiet period.
203,149 jemaah.
This is a major achievement that we should all be grateful for. It is also a time to strengthen the physical, mental, and spiritual readiness of all pilgrims before heading to Arafah, Muzdalifah, and Mina, what we call our Musna.
Kamarudin also said the journey to Arafah will begin on the 8th of Dzulhijjah or June 4. He urged pilgrims to focus and prepare themselves for the next stage. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
President Prabowo says Pancasila unites Indonesia amid global challenges. Dora Pardede with the reports.
President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto says the national ideology Pancasila continues to serve as a unifying force for the Indonesian people in the face of global uncertainty. Speaking at the Pancasila Day commemoration in Jakarta on Monday, President Prabowo urged all Indonesians to stay united in facing global challenges.
Indonesia is in the midst of global challenges. We must be strong because our strength can only come if we are united. We can only be strong if our country is free from misappropriation, corruption, manipulation, and fraud. I think this is the essence of what I want to say. I ask everyone once again, all Indonesian people, to be united.
President Prabowo also emphasized the importance of defending and promoting the values of Pancasila to move Indonesia forward as a great nation. He called on all parts of society, especially the younger generation, to take an active role in protecting the country's integrity. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Timor Leste strengthens ties with Indonesia through culture and trade. Desi Anugranov with the reports.
Timor Leste Deputy Prime Minister Francisco Calbuadile says his country shares a strong and growing relationship with Indonesia. He described the bond as both economic and cultural, with close ties between people in both nations. In an interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia on Saturday in Jakarta, Francisco said most of Timor Leste's imports come from Indonesia.
We have a lot of cooperation. About 70% of our imports come from Indonesia, and our relationship with Indonesians is very close. For example, even though I've been away from Indonesia for a long time, in Timor Leste, it really feels like we follow almost all Indonesian culture. Young people especially love Indonesian songs and also cultural things like movies and soap operas. That's something really amazing.
He added that cultural influence from Indonesia remains strong in Timor Leste, especially among the younger generations. He also pointed to the strong social bond between the two countries, with many Timorese living in Indonesia and many Indonesian living in Timor Leste. Francisco expressed hope that this brotherhood between nations will continue to grow stronger and support cooperation in trade, culture, and humanitarian effort. Desi Anugranov, Voice of Indonesia.
On World Tobacco Day, Indonesia pushes for stricter e-cigarette and tobacco control. Here is Ofra Regina with more.
On World No Tobacco Day, Indonesia's Ministry of Health has called for tighter regulations on both conventional cigarettes and e-cigarettes. The statement was delivered during a media briefing on Monday. Director of Non-Communicable Diseases, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi, stressed the need to protect vulnerable groups, especially children and teenagers, through stronger policies, including higher tobacco taxes.
Hanya oleh karena itu kita perlu ada aturan yang ketat.
That's why we need stricter rules, especially to protect children and teenagers. We also need stronger fiscal policies like higher tobacco taxes. Government Regulation No. 28 of 2024 already outlines steps to control tobacco and e-cigarette use. E-cigarettes are our main concern right now. Siti Nadia Tarmizi added that World No Tobacco Day is an important reminder of the dangers of smoking and called for a complete ban on tobacco advertising, promotions, and sponsorship, especially those targeting the younger generation. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Strengthening the Pancasila Ideology Towards a Greater Indonesia with Ada Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on strengthening the Pancasila ideology towards a greater Indonesia. Yesterday, June the 1st, Indonesia commemorated the birth of Pancasila, a historic moment that became the ideological foundation of the nation's journey. On June the 1st, 1945, Sukarno, the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, delivered a historic speech about the initial concept of Pancasila at the session of the Investigating Committee for preparatory work for Indonesian independence. Since then, Pancasila has become a moral compass, a roadmap and a unifying note amidst the diversity of the archipelago. This year's theme for the commemoration of the birth of Pancasila is Strengthening the Pancasila Ideology Towards a Greater Indonesia. In the text of the speech commemorating Pancasila Day 2025, the head of the Pancasila Ideology Development Agency, Yudian Wahyudi, emphasized that Pancasila is a big home for Indonesia's diversity, which unites more than 270 million people with different ethnic, religious, racial, cultural, and linguistic backgrounds. In the midst of increasingly complex global dynamics and domestic challenges, Indonesians must increasingly actualize the values of Pancasila in the life of the nation and state. The current government of President Prabowo Subianto has set the direction of national development in Astacita, or its missions towards Golden Indonesia 2045, which is generally in line with Pancasila. For example, strengthening the ideology of Pancasila, democracy and human rights are stated in the first ideal. It is the obligation of all Indonesian people to ensure and practice Pancasila in every aspect of life. To achieve a greater Indonesia, superior human resources are needed who are not only intelligent, but also creative, productive, and have the abilities as needed. No less important is they must possess the character of Pancasila. In an increasingly digital and individualistic world, Pancasila will make the Indonesian people maintain the spirit of mutual cooperation, tolerance, and nationality as the soul of every policy and action, not only for national interests, but also in playing the role at the global level. Because Pancasila is not just a historical document, but a direction as well as a fire that continues to burn to guide this nation to achieve its great ideals, a united, sovereign, just, and prosperous Indonesia.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Here is quote of the day. The dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by powers coming from the history of our very own nation. That was a quote from Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge, 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the Pancasila. And that's quote of the day.
Maafkan aku tak bisa memahami maksud amarahmu. Membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Berhembus aku kembali.
mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Kalian mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama nafas berhembus,
kan kau hidupku adalah yang terbaik untukmu. Kan ku jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun takkan mudah bagiku meninggalkan jejak.
Of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism.
Ini kita contoh pariwisata kita Bolobobo.
We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agrotourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The
The dream of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agritourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and hot springs.
Voice of Indonesia.
bersama sehidup semati, temani aku di sini. Namun apa daya, tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder Today is featuring Kaledo Culinary Delight from Donggala, Central Sulawesi. Almost every region in Indonesia has its own unique culinary delights, such as in Palu, Donggala, and around the province of Central Sulawesi. One of them is Kaledo Soup. Kaledo is an abbreviation of Kaki Lembu Donggala in Bahasa Indonesia, or in English, Donggala Ox Leg. This clear soup originally came from Donggala region, a district not far from Palu, the capital of Central Sulawesi province. This valley-ridden area has long been known as a cattle grazing location, so it is not surprising that this Kaledo has been around since the 16th century. In ancient times, Kaledo was the delicacy of royal officials and nobles. Currently, the dish with beef bones as the basic ingredient can be enjoyed by various groups. A portion of Kaledo usually consists of pieces of beef, beef bones filled with marrow, pieces of boiled cassava or boiled corn, which are then poured with clear sauce, with a fresh sour taste. As a complement, there are typical Palu fried onions and fried lung pieces and lime slices. The sour taste comes from tamarind fruit, which is one of the complementary components of Kaledo, and also lime, which can be added as desired when enjoying it. Meanwhile, the sauce is made from regular soup stock. The sauce seasoning is very simple, namely using salt, tamarind, and large chilies. In the cooking process, the meat is boiled for a long time to get a tender meat texture. Kaledo fans are also divided into two. There are those who like to enjoy just the meat, and there are also those who like the marrow. For marrow fans, you can enjoy it by using a straw that is inserted into a large bone to sip directly while enjoying the sauce and chili sauce. Kaledo soup can also be eaten with rice or boiled cassava. Eating soup with boiled cassava has been a tradition for a long time and make it taste even better. So, if you are in Central Sulawesi, Palu and its surroundings, take time to try Kaledo soup, which has become a culinary legend. That was Indonesian Wonder Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
buat hati merana. Sesaat tak jumpa, jantungku hilang irama. Tak pernah ku rasa tak berdaya tanpa buah kata-kata. Hatiku terbaca, hatimulah yang ku puja. Cara bisingkan nada, melantunkan nada. Asmara, anaknya cinta, setangkai bunga takkan buat kau layu dan kecewa. Kan ku jaga indah hatinya. Cinta
We will listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and got you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Samarinda. Di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a monologue about akan menepi, which means will pull over. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, along with a tourism boat guide of Mahakam River, Samarinda. The tourism boat guide said they will pull over at a dock near to the Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. I will say it 2 times slowly and please repeat after me. Nanti, nanti, which means later. Kita, kita, which means we. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. Dermaga, dermaga, which means dock. Di dekat, di dekat, which means near to. Masjid, masjid, which means mosque.
Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Which means, later we will pull over at a dock near to the mosque. Sebentar lagi. Sebentar lagi. Which means, in a moment. Masjid Baitul Mutakin. Masjid Baitul Mutakin. Which means, Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Icon. Icon. Which means, icon. Kota Samarinda. Kota Samarinda. Which means, Samarinda City. Terletak. Terletak. Which means, is located. Di tepian. Di tepian. Which means, in the bank. Sungai Mahakam. Sungai Mahakam. Which means, Mahakam River. Akan mampir. Akan mampir. Which means, will visit. In the conversation, you will hear the expression, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Which means, later we will pull over at a dock near the mosque. In the expression, there's the word menepi. Menepi, which means pull over. The word menepi, menepi, which means pull over in the context, means the boat is going to the bank of Mahakam River. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples of describing destinations. Mendarat, menuju ke darat. Mendarat, menuju ke darat. Means land, going to land. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang. Which means the plane will land on 12 p.m. Melaut, menuju ke laut. Melaut, menuju ke laut. Which means seaward, going to the sea. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Which means fisherman goes seaward to fish. For your information, Mahakam River is the biggest river in East Kalimantan. Mahakam River is also a main river in Kalimantan, which is known as the island with thousands of rivers. Besides Mahakam River, there are also other main rivers in Kalimantan, namely Barito River, Martapura River, Kapuas River, and Kahayan River. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the dialogue.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about akan menepi, which means we'll pull over. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Well, listener, after this we will listen to Music Corner, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Petuah Nasehat, which means advice by Fadli Lubis. The song was composed by Jalidar Abdul Rahim. Just like the title, the lyrics of this Malay song contain good advice. For example, how we should think about everything first before speaking. Do not indulge in lust. Another piece of advice is that in life there must be happy and difficult. Life always has obstacles. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Petuah Nasehat by Fadli Lubis. Enjoy!
Senyum, oh, berusahalah agar hanya tersenyum.